Mike Smith has, if not the, then some of the worst numbers among starters in the NHL. What are you seeing with the veteran netminder?
Hell, he's fighting it. I mean, there's no other way to say it. There's no sugarcoating it. I like the fact that he came out and he ate it last night. It's not the easiest thing to do. It's a very painful thing to do. I like that he did it. I like that Hamonic stood up for it. But we can all, you know, we can all see what's going on. And you know, the tough thing though last night was when I was working late last night. I was working Toronto, San Jose. But you see that goal go in, and you start to look down the list, guys. And the thing that is most concerning to Calgary after the fact that Smith is really struggling is, what's your better option? And let's just say, for argument's sake, that Tree Living decides he's going to go out and trade for a goalie. Who's available? Who's better?
Well, you could argue that anybody would be the smart ass answer, but your point is a good one.
I mean, yeah, I understand that's the morning show answer, but you know, depending on what you have to give up, who's really an upgrade?
Well, you tell me
you can get.
Who would be available? I don't.
Well, I went through it last night.
Are you going to indulge me?
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had some guesses.
Well, I feel go ahead.
Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky, obviously, at the top of the list.
I don't think he's coming to Calgary.
No.
Yeah. Good point.
You know, he has control. He has a no-move clause. I have reported that it's believed that he's given him a list of places that he's willing to go, and I don't think Calgary's on that list. That's my guess.
What about a goalie from Jersey?
Corey Schneider?
He's really struggling with term remaining. Are you doing that?
Don't know. I used to love him, and you're right. I mean, it's very similar to Smith, where you thought you had a good goaltender, and now you're not sure.
And he's got more term than Smith does.
Mm-hmm. He's got 3 years to go, $6 million per, and he's 32.
Yep.
So there's that. Then are you in Jimmy Howard?
That's the one guy I looked at.
Yeah.
If you really go up and down the teams and look at who's really available and who can be had out there, he's probably your best option. Now, there had been rumors, and I stress they are rumors, that he was looking at signing a short-term extension with the Red Wings, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, is Jimmy Howard an upgrade over Mike Smith?
Yeah, I don't feel like it is. It's hard because...
What's it going to cost you?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the big piece, too. Is you're going to make a move for a goalie and give up what?
Yes. And that's where we are right now. Like, if you go through all 30 teams, one of the problems is there's a lot of guys hurt. So that immediately strips the depth of who's available. And Brian Elliott got hurt last night, and it did not look good in Philadelphia. So you've got a lot. So you've got a lot of guys hurt. Look, Quick is down, so the Kings don't have the depth. Grant is down, so the Coyotes don't have the depth. And then you look at the guys struggling. If Rask was really on a roll, maybe you could pry Halak out of Boston. But Rask is struggling, so you know Boston's not going to deal with you. That's the problem here. When you take a look at all the situations where guys are either hurt or not playing well, you know, you're sitting there and you're going, wait a sec, how many options do we really have? The guy who's the most intriguing, really, and you don't think of him because he's not in the NHL right now, is Lindgren from Montreal. But that'll cost you. Like, if you're worried what, say, Jimmy Howard's going to cost you, what's Charlie Lindgren going to cost you?
So what are the Flames with good goaltending, though? Like, we talked about it this morning.
I think they're good.
Yeah.
I do. I think they're really good. Like, I look at, like, you guys are there. You guys watch every game more than I do. I'll concede that. I think you guys, first of all, your division is no good. So I'm sure that I'm sure that everybody in the organization is looking at it like, man, if we were getting league average goaltending right now, we could be running away with this division. But, you know, he's struggling, and I, you know, a week ago, I can't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I was on, and you said, you know, what would you do? And I said, I think that's up to your goalie coach to say, okay, I worked with Smith today, and I'm deciding if he's going to get it. It might be time to give Riddick a run.
Might? It has to be. Time.
Oh, it is, right?
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it is time.
And last year, you know, he had trouble handling it, but you're sitting there and you're saying he has a bit of experience with it now. He's a year older. He's got more of an understanding of what he's seen. To me, he looks more confident. I think it's time. And that's a huge game tomorrow night. All of a sudden, for November 17th, that's a big, big game.
And it's frustrating because it feels like it really shouldn't be.
Well, if you go back to Anaheim, a game you should have won. San Jose, yeah. Maybe you shouldn't win. Last night, you should have won. I mean, there's easy four more wins out there that the Flames should have. They should be first overall in the whole conference.
I don't know about that. Some of those teams are really good, but they are. If I'm objectively looking at your hockey team, I think that team is good, especially in that division. I think that team is good. And, you know, look, James Neal is not firing. Noah Hanifin is not yet, I think, what he can be. I look at them and I think they're pretty good. And if they were getting more consistent goaltending, I think you guys would feel a lot more comfortable.
And goaltending is so hard, Elliot. I cannot get my head wrapped around it because I like what I've seen out of Riddick. His numbers have been terrific. But yeah. But like you say, here you are. You feel like this is a pretty good team. They play pretty well together. The whole defense woes that captivated last season, I'm not really talking about that anymore. Brody has settled in. Hamonic has been really good since coming back. Man, it I just you need to here's what it is. You need to be patient, like you talk about. The most impatient group are people that do the shows like this and fan bases. But you have to put Riddick in, and you have to give him some runway. Do you think now? Look, because Rhett, you've been talking about this. You've been questioning why Peters has been going with Smith to the extent he has, at least over the last couple of weeks when it's clear he's been struggling.
Yeah, and I don't mean it earlier on, but it he has looked as bad as I've seen a starting goaltender look in the league maybe ever. Like, the pucks are just going through him. He looks not afraid of the puck, but he doesn't know where it's going. And
he's lost his confidence.
Yeah, and over the last week to 10 days, why can we see that in the coach? Why does the coach continue to stick with him? Because I don't think he shouldn't have played in San Jose. And you can say, well, he had a good last two periods. Well, he still let in one that wasn't very good. And last night he cost you points. He shouldn't be shouldn't have been in the net.
Well, it probably comes down to who makes the call.
Well, the head coach should.
Well, sometimes it's an organizational decision. Ultimately, I think the head coach makes the call. But I'd be curious to know, is it an organizational decision? How much input does the goalie coach get? How much does the GM ever step in and say, you know, I think we got to do this? But I do think it's time to give Riddick a run. And I am not a knee-jerk guy. You know, I when you asked me this question last week, I said it should be the goalie coach to have a big opinion on what he sees. I think now you've got to give the kid a shot because you're in a situation with Smith right now where he clearly is not himself. And that doesn't mean he can't get back to where he needs to be. But if you look at what Montreal did, they gave Niemi a starter too. And they just said, Carey, you're going to work in practice. You don't have to worry about games. You just got to work in practice. And he was really good last night. And I think if you're Calgary, that's what you're trying right now with your goalie.